Hi, everybody. It's Coach Jenny. I'm a wife, I'm a cyclist, I'm a hiker, traveler, an entrepreneur, a golden doodle mom, but most importantly, I'm an athlete who's visually impaired. So let's get started. Hello, everybody. This is Jenny, and welcome back to my podcast. I'm so excited that you are here today because you know what? Today we're going to talk about having energy and how to maintain energy levels. Let's dive right in. There are three ways that I like to maintain my energy levels. I mean, there's a million ways that you can do it, but there's three ways for me that best help me maintain my energy levels. Plus one bonus way that I'm going to tell you at the end. Number one, the most important thing is rest, sleep. If you don't properly rest or sleep, you are going to have a pretty rough day because you are not allowing your body to recoup from the day before. You need to cycle down. You need to allow your body to just turn off, shut down, and rebuild because we need to sleep. Sleeping is so important, and I know many of us have difficulties sleeping, and I am one of those. I am a person that I need to really take some effort into making sure that I power down to go to bed. And when I say power down, it almost takes me about an hour to get ready for bed. So what I usually do is in that hour before I'm ready to go to bed, I usually take out my contacts, put my glasses on. I'm just prepping my bed and getting ready. Maybe sometimes I'll have some hot tea, some sleepy tea, and wash my face, do whatever, brush my teeth, get ready for bed. And the number one thing is, and I'm really, really bad at this, is not look at my phone. And I know sometimes we lay in bed and I'm like, oh, I can check my email, check what's going on the gram or Facebook, TikTok. Sometimes I go down that TikTok thing and darn, man, it's like an hour. And I'm like, oh my God, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. What's going on? But yeah, just really not get into that phone cycle. But what I'll do is I'll stand next to my bed and I'll turn on like my meditation app. And I have a couple ones that I really like. I like Insight Timer. I have Calm. I'm trying out this new one called Endel, E-N-D-E-L. It's pretty crazy. It's all about your time zone, your daylight factor. It's just pretty intense. And I really like it because I can play it on my Mac and it's just background music. And it also helps me with sleeping. Love it. It's all about that circadian rhythm. So definitely check out that one. So what's super important about your nighttime is that you just start shutting down your brain. Just not have the blue lights really coming in through your eyeballs and just interrupting your nighttime rhythm. So trying to get at least 6 hours of quality sleep. Now, quality sleep for everybody is very different. You should get somewhere between 6 to 9, somewhere in there. Everybody's so different, so I can't tell you what's best for you. I like to sleep around 7 to 8 because that's where my body functions best. Definitely try out some different nighttime routines and see what works well for you. Number two is eating for energy. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you, you need to eat fruits and vegetables and meats and be vegan and vegetarian, whatever. You need to eat what's best for your body, but you also need to stay away from some of those sugars and those crazy energy drinks. And I know people drink these and I'm not going to shame you for them because that's whatever you do. But just understand that these drinks and caffeine and alcohol, these drinks can hinder your energy levels because they give you artificial highs, because they really get you pumped up and excited and you're blood's pumping, but then you crash pretty gnarly. So it's super important to really regulate how much you're drinking. Many people have a high tolerance level. For me, I don't. I am scared to drink a Red Bull or anything of that nature because I feel like my heart's gonna explode. So I never have drank one of those energy drinks just because I really program myself to say that my heart's gonna explode. Also, eating a balanced meal, whatever that means to you, you need to figure that out. For me, I eat a little breakfast and I have a pretty decent sized lunch and then I eat a snack and then I have another snack before dinner. And then I make like a healthy sized dinner for me. But this also goes off my exercise routine and what I'm doing during the day. It's very different for me when I'm in season and out of season of cycling, when I'm training. So my food is always so different. But you definitely need to eat for energy. If you don't eat well, you're not gonna feel well. If you put garbage into your body, you're gonna feel like garbage. And I can go down this rabbit hole. It's my whole nutrition side of me because I had to learn about nutrition for my own body, my own weight issues because I had to learn about my body. You need to learn about your body and what's best for you. So the most important things about eating healthy and eating for energy is watch out what you're putting into your body because if you put garbage in, you're going to get garbage out. That's the most important thing. And also, you want to eat your vitamins. People take vitamin supplements, and I take some supplements too because I'm deficient in some areas, but eat your greens to get your vitamins. So eat your vitamins. Number three is movement. You need to move for energy. If you are feeling sluggish during the day, get up from your desk. Go for a walk, go outside, enjoy the sunshine because you need to have that movement for energy. Because if you're not moving, you're not feeling it. You need to move to feel energized. And movement could be so different for everybody else. Yes, I love going on a bike ride. That makes me feel amazing. But I also like yoga. This morning, I did 45 minutes of yoga and I feel amazing. It's super intense, but it makes me feel good. On other days, I take my puppy for a walk and it makes me feel great because I'm outside, I'm in the sunlight, I'm enjoying the wind and just being outside. So you need to find out what movement works best for you. And the most important thing underneath movement is fresh air and sunshine boosts that endorphins, helps your immune system, and also kickstarts your metabolism. Super important to help you with digesting what you're eating. All right, so the last one, the number four, the bonus that I'm giving you today is always be kind to yourself. I think sometimes we are so negative in our brains. Do you know what? Our body and our mind is listening to our thoughts. So when we say shitty things to ourselves, our body is listening. They're absorbing those negative vibes, those negative energies, because that is not helping you. If you are saying, I don't like the way I look, I feel fat today, or I'm sluggish and I just am having a crappy day, your energy vibe is going to be very low because you are automatically telling yourself that you are having a shitty day. You need to boost your energy by telling yourself that you are having an amazing day. You are an amazing person. And it just comes down to the aspect of psychology 101. You need to tell yourself that you are having an amazing day to feel amazing. So what's super important is your body is always listening to you no matter what you're telling it. When you're having those moments of doubt, you need to flip the script and really change your patterns. So those are the top four things I have today for boosting your energy. And the most important part about boosting your energy is feeling confident in who you are. And if you want to work on your confidence, I definitely have the program for you. It is a download called Confidence Kickstarter. It is a 30-page digital download with a Audible that goes along with the download. It goes piece by piece by piece to tell you what I was thinking when I created this program. This program was meant for me. This is what helped me create the most positive, the most confident, and the most badass woman that I am, because you need to flip the script. You need to train your brain, your mind, your body, and soul to be confident. And if you don't believe it, it's not going to happen. Click the link in the show notes, get it on pre-sale special, because I'm doing it just for a couple more days. And I know I've been promoting it because I'm officially launching it in the middle of November. So I'm doing this fun soft launch just to kind of test the waters and see what people are liking. But this Confidence Kickstarter program talks about body language. It talks about standing tall. It talks about handshakes. It talks about eye contact and the most important things about building your confidence. Confidence is key to success. So if you believe it, it's going to happen. All right, everybody. I hope you have an amazing day. I hope this audio doesn't sound crazy because I'm downstairs in my closet because we are building a new office for me. So I'm actually in my closet, so it sounds a little echoey. So I do apologize. I will work on that for next time. Always remember, enjoy the adventure and be your badass self. Talk to you next Monday.